Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Had a baby, Carter.
Sorry if I couldn't help you, Carter. I was looking at film on Mike texting me. It's Matt Whoop Chapman, not Williams. It's what happens when you have three kids and problems, man. Dude, you didn't know who the hell I was talking about. The third baseman, buddy.
I did not.
It was Matt and Matt. That was him. Help me out now.
I didn't make the connection. In fact, my first thought was, why would he possibly be bringing up Matt Williams? I'm thinking, like, what does he have to do with anything? All right. I'm just going to take a call and we'll get into it. Yeah. Then I'll reset. And who's been waiting the longest?
So you haven't changed from your seven.
Hell
no. By the
no.
time Willard and Dibs get in here, put it in the cap, you'll be up to a 7-5.
I believe. No. Yeah.
Lock it up, baby.
By the way, thank you, 707. He agrees with my Buster Posey take. You can take that one to the bank. Yes, sir. Let's go to Miles. Miles is in Hayward. The stack.
Yeah.
What's up, Miles? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I got to say something about Brock Purdy's salary. I would say this. If he was with a better coach, offensive coordinator, instead of saying that he would be getting paid more money like that guy in Detroit, Purdy got more swag than the coach. Mm-hmm. Kerry Shanahan has called all the plays, and I just never liked that. He's the reason why they're not winning anything. The quarterback's not allowed to develop and make decisions.
Wow.
So how's he going to develop quick enough to do anything? So Shanahan don't have enough swag to be the 49er coach, and he definitely don't have enough swag to be coaching Purdy. That's what I say.
Appreciate the call, Miles.
I do wonder. Oh, go ahead.
Sounds like Miles has him at a 7.
Well, no, Miles is mad at Kyle's for the growth or, look, you know, keeping him stagnant. Like, at some point, I wonder if Brock, like Debo said, he was down, you know, he didn't like his performance or whatnot. Yeah, sure. But let's just keep it real. Yeah, like, the Elways, the Mannings, guys like that go to the boss like, dude, let me run this thing.
But
I don't
ready.
Know if Kyle has that trait to not did be handsy.
Did he let Matt Ryan?
Well, see, I'm assuming Matt was doing what? But he was the offensive coordinator, Steiny. He wasn't the emperor.
Listen.
He wasn't Darth Vader there.
Listen.
He's Darth Vader here.
Listen.
This is his show.
Listen.
Think about it.
Listen, I'll admit what I'm about to say.
Oh, boy.
Some people may feel as a troll, but I don't mean it as a troll. But if it's true that Kyle doesn't let Purdy do some stuff, well, there can't be a mystery as to why. The mystery is Kyle doesn't think he's ready to do that. If that's the case, at all.
So Jimmy never got out of that
I don't
umbrella.
Think so.
But Jimmy was older, more mature.
But he never trusted Jimmy. I think he's on his way to trusting Brock.
All right, okay.
I mean, like,
I'm not saying he's not.
I don't know how long the and you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little uncomfortable talking about check downs and audibles because I don't really do think we know. But who's to say, if you guys are all right on that he doesn't let Brock Purdy do that He's still a good quarterback. They're going to pay him in the offseason. He'll become their franchise quarterback.
That's
and then
happen.
Over the next 3 or 4 years, he's probably going to get more responsibility.
Okay. But, Stani, listen, this is not talking about taking out the trash. And you don't have to be Greg Cosell to put yourself at the line of scrimmage and you see stunts and everything that the defense is trying to do and all the ploys that they're trying to trick you into. And you don't have that mechanism of being able to not worry about everything's got to come from the sideline. Like, when just imagine you could do it yourself, and there's a trust involved, but, man, I'm sure Brock Purdy would pull up on us right now and be like, "Goo, Stani, I can't wait for that day to come." And some have that authority instinct. Quarterbacks have that luxury instinct. Derek Carr comes to mind. But I'm just saying, it's a power play, I think, Stani, by Kyle, and maybe he hasn't had that quarterback yet to make him want to relinquish, that.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's still giving him a 7. That's the title of the show, 2 hours in, is the 7.
Yeah. Touchdown pass, and Moody kicks the extra point. We're not going for 2. Let's go to Ty in Concord. Hey, Ty, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are you today?
Hey, doing well, thank you.
Hey, glad to be on. Thanks for letting me call in. I was just wanting to weigh in on the Brock Purdy thing. Well, I just wanted to say one thing in particular, but it seems a little unfair to me to put the team record on Brock when special teams has been costing us, 7 to 10 points a game in those losses. And so you figure if special teams just executes, we're not even looking for something special from them. But if they just hit their field goals, don't muff punts, don't allow kick returns for touchdowns, don't, punt the ball out of bounds at 35 yards or something like that. Like, there have been just a litany of these plays. And if they make those plays, Brock Purdy is sitting, 6-3, 7-2 instead of where we are today. And he's made enough plays to win some of these games. And, yeah, I agree he's not as good as last year. Last year was exceptional. But to give him a 7, I think, is just a little bit off the board. I think you're looking at something like an 8, personally. He definitely can be better.
Hello?
But truly, every game he's impressed me more than he ever had an opportunity to do last year. Not through the efficiency, but some of these plays he's making, there aren't 5 other guys in the league can do it.
That's great stuff
there. So, Ty, I got to tell you, I appreciate the tone.
Ty for the win.
Because it said Ty in Concord, and it said he thinks Steiny's on one, and he wants to set him straight. But you've been very professional and courteous while you've done that.
And correct.
I didn't say
that. The team is not as good as they were last year, obviously.
And he's not as good.
I won't fight you on that.
You know why?
But I'm giving
Because you can't. You can't fight me
on that. Here we go, because he brought it up. Well, I'll bring it up. He alluded to it. That play to Kittle. Let's just focus and hone in on that. Greg Cosell.
Great catch.
See we can see that.
Look, what do you want me to say? It was a great play.
And it was a great, the uncanny ability for him to stay aligned and play elevator doors with the defensive line, slide up, and then roll out and then throw that ball as pretty as he did.
That was nice. You know what I think is more important? Carter, can you find out? Because now I can't remember. I know the Rams game. Purdy had a shot to take the team down the field to win the game.
Twice, Minnesota and the Rams.
What about the Cardinals? Were they ever up in that game?
They were up 2 scores. They're about to go up 2 scores, and JP fumbled.
But he wasn't
his best then either.
Didn't he throw a pick against the Rams that ended the game?
No.
Tipped at the line of scrimmage, and then it turned into a dying quail. Oh,
yeah, but they had to go. They drove down and threw a bomb, and then gave up a special teams gaffe on the punt return.
And then the offense had a chance to win the game.
But they went down, Stani. They punted. They went 3 and out.
Who?
The Niners.
Well,
no, I count that
he's had a couple chances to come back and perform game-winning drives.
What about they?
Yeah, they failed, and he's the quarterback.
I know what you're talking about, but you're putting it all.
When
it fits.
I am not putting it all at Brock's doorstep. Give me other guys.
Well, what about
Kittle? Kittle's a 9.5.
I don't want to do this, but we have to. Ronnie Bell catches that ball against the Rams. It's a great throw.
You know
Purdy's
what?
A hero.
Ronnie Bell catches that. Was that against the Rams?
Yes.
Ronnie Bell catches that pass, and maybe
the grade's higher.
Maybe.
Oh,
actually, no, it's not.
Oh boy, Carl.
No,
Carter.
I, like, unfortunately for a quarterback, because they have to rely on other people.
It's incredible.
You got it? It's part of the equation. Right. Could have put that ball a little bit better on the numbers to Ronnie.
It hit him in the face, man.
He had to go jump high for that one. Listen, Brock Purdy, he's having a good year.
Our guy, the last caller was spot on.
I don't think he's having a great year. I think he's having a good year.
Well, and great would be a nine. Yeah. And I didn't give him that.
And I don't think he's, I think he's closer to a good year than a great year.
And I told you, you know, I think I'm Jaworski because I had an arm and I love quarterbacking. But Stoney, there are some baby red flags when I see him miss throws to where I'm like, man, what was that about? But it wasn't anything the defense did. It's more just like, okay, he's not ready or he's not locked in yet. But he hadn't got that lather. But there are days and plays, guys, where I'm just like, oh, Brock, come on. That's Jimmy S-like. But then he bounces right back and does everything under the sun to almost throw for 400 yards.
350.
I think it was 353.
Big difference there.
Well, not on your metric. He didn't give him any credit.
You know what? He throws for 400 against the Bucks. Maybe I bump it up to a 7-4. I can't quite put this together, but I'm going to try. This is from the 415 on the Comcast business text line. It's a long one, but their offense is set up for Brock Purdy to be able to change the plays without an audible. Yeah. I don't know why people cannot understand this. Shanahan's playbook is complex, and there are variations built into the play already based on coverage. Once again, well, we don't need the derogatory comments about people whining from their couch. But if that's the case,
I would love for somebody to break that down for me because we've heard that. So everybody's running a hot route, Carter. How does that work? Like, how do you know what you're up against until you come to the line and you see the defense try to trick it up or do something different and give you a different look? How does your original – it's almost like, what's the word I'm looking for? The audacity to think your normal play call – is ready for everything is kind of, that's a lot. That's like my stuff don't stink.
I kind of understand.
Yeah, but you get the definition of an audible, right? Quarterback comes to line, changes play, predicated on what he sees.
But
to say, and I love Kyle, my natural play call takes care of all that. Well, does it?
Well, clearly.
In the Super Bowl, it didn't because you would have saw my man coming unblocked and the ball wouldn't have got tipped.
I'm just telling you, why would it all of a sudden be a problem that Kyle Shanahan's doing it this way and he's done it this way for 7 years? If he, and Purdy addressed this the other day.
Yeah, he did.
When he comes to the line, they have a play call. And within that play, there are four options.
Okay.
And when he comes up to the line of scrimmage, this is my understanding. If I'm wrong, feel free. He comes up to the line of scrimmage, takes a look, and says, you know what? The third option might be there first. Or, you know what? We're going to go with that fourth option. Now, the thing I don't know is, how do the players, how do all his teammates know what he's going to do? But clearly there's an answer for that because they're like really good offensively.
Right. But again, guys, you have no problem with the traditional definition of an audible when you do it the old school way at the line.
Like
which Brady and Brett Favre and Troy Aikman and Steve Young and Montana.
How long did it take them to be given that responsibility?
That I don't know. But when you say, hey, you don't need to say anything, young man. My play call is speaking for all of us. Carter, and I believe it could be, I would love for somebody to go, Dibs tried to do it, and I just couldn't grasp it because I'm still holding on to the past.
Why did you say that was a great point, Dibs?
But now you're playing. I told Dibs in real time. I don't get, like, I want somebody to break that down. And Greg Cosell could do it. Somebody like that.
I think we have our answers.
Yeah.
I think they have options built into. What about this? 510, you understand that Purdy is one of the most.
Because he has been under pressure.
Do you watch the linemen talking to each other and pointing at players? They're changing the protections. That's different than changing from a place.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's two things, the protection and the hot route and all that stuff. But again. Do you think he has full reign over the offense? That's the bottom line. I don't. And I wonder how much of that is hampering him. And Jimmy kind of alluded to it.
Jimmy stinks.
See, that you're what's wrong
you're
with sports.
Please explain.
When Jimmy was in his heyday,
yeah,
and he was Pretty Boy Floyd,
yeah,
taking the team to division titles,
yeah,
doing everything that the new quarterback has done,
yeah,
and took him to the Super Bowl, you wouldn't say Jimmy stinks like that.
That's right, because stinks is in the present tense, and he stinks. Now, if you would have said, Steiny, how was he back in the day?
Well, that's what I thought we were talking. Put some respect on
his name. He stunk less.
Not Steinmetz, but stunk less.
All right, you're listening to the 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Real quick, hashtag random, I'm the inventor of that.
I
came at Wimby yesterday, he went for 50.
You are so...
and then Giannis goes for 59.
Get this.
Oh, my... Dude, I'm being real.
Here it is. I have it written down. Victor Wembanyama had 50 last night.
Carter,
he was 8 for 16 from three-point range. But yeah, no, you're right, Goo. Get his ass on the block.
Oh, I'm looking at the whole season. I mean, he's had some clunkers, man.
This guy gets checked in real time by the actual athletes.
I sat there and watched that like my boy said, F you, Goo. Oh, man.
I'm actually with Goo on that one, too. He needs to be on the block.
Yeah, no, that's all. What a great game. He's got all
the
talent.
Do you guys understand the game? He's a toothpick. He can't hold his position on the block right now. Let's get in the game.
A toothpick.
Keep firing, Vic. Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Man, Goo, I'm sure happy that Posey ended up getting Matt Williams paid this offseason. So.
There you go, baby.
I can't let that one go. I can't let that one go, man. I can understand the H Ramos, but Matt Williams, bro, come on. regarding the Brock Purdy thing, you know, he's been playing this whole season without his entire core up there. You know, obviously with CMC being out, he also had Ayuk out there, but Ayuk just wasn't coming out the way that we thought he was going to be playing with the hold in, if you want to say, and everything. But in regards to a grade, I would have to give him a 7.5 because he has been resilient and still making the plays. And I would say 7.5, especially after what I saw from this past game against the Buccaneers. You know, especially when he threw that under pressure lob pass
to CMC. Yeah,
yeah, and as well as the Kittle fourth quarter touchdown plays like that. It still shows me that he can still make the plays. So yes, Steiny, I believe he's having a good season, not a great season, but I think there's still room to move up on that.
Yeah.
Just depending how that now with CMC under play, now playing and everything, you know, there's room to grow on that ranking as well.
Yeah, you're right. And Mike, we had a texter in here. I don't know who it was, but I want to give credit to it. He said, hey, it's like a midterm grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. My midterm, you know, I'm giving him a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm giving him a 7. We're halfway through the year. He can bump that up to an 8 by the end of the year.
And the half is, that's why
he can also go down.
I'm not letting you just raise my blood pressure because the half, when he said it, the caller, I'm like, you know what? I looked at Carter like, okay, I can buy that.
Well, that's closer to me than you.
But the 7, and the way my brain works is like, it's closer to 6.5, you know? Like,
well, 6, you know, 7 is closer to 6 than 7.5.
And they were 500 without McCaffrey. If we're keeping it a buck, you know, nothing to write home about, but they were 500.
Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Berkeley. Hey, Mark, what's going on, man?
I want to tell you guys have a great show.
Oh, thank you.
But two ways to solve this. Get an offensive coordinator, please. And from now, can you put Dobbs in the red zone and just try it?
Hey.
Because this red zone
interesting.
I mean, it's got to stop. You can't just keep going downfield and not getting a touchdown.
Wow.
And that's all I had.
Thanks, Mark.
I don't think now Kyle. Listen. What's the word you use real quick for Kyle when you say he's being
it's too rigid?
No, the arrogant.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants a court like
he used Trey Lance like that.
That would simply oh, Jimmy I Garoppolo. Hate it. I didn't, he did, we though. Did show. I hated every bit of it. But anyway, and they're doing Mark that with Trey and Cooper Rush. No, Stoney, they're not. He's too much of a made man. I believe the Kyle I know to you admit cannot, I need somebody else to come in.
You cannot
and take over the that
you Carter, cannot
that would never happen.
Why would the 49ers ever allow that? That's
what do you
that,
mean?
You're taking away Kyle's best ability, which is his play calling.
Mm. But why but he what did if it with Trey Lance as a rookie when Trey Lance like he scored the first touchdown right. that year,
but that didn't last long.
No, it didn't because yeah. he got hurt.
Look at the offense then compared to what it was last year.
That's what we're saying.
I'm just saying we have to acknowledge that.
So you got to trick it up now score?
I'm not saying
I'm
that.
Asking the Niner fans.
I'm just saying when he said Josh Dobbs, yeah. you're like, oh my God, that's crazy. But
you got McCaffrey. But you got Kittle. You don't need to trick it up.
Well,
I need to know, and well, we need to know what's going on.
Maybe you do have to trick it up.
And it's a short nugget or sample size.
You're scared.
I didn't know. I'm not scared.
You guys are scared. I'll tell you why.
I 1-for-3 in the red zone. On McCaffrey's first game back.
Yeah, I know.
That should have been 3-of-3. Give me 2-of-3. Yeah. But to find out, boy.
Rush for 39 yards. That's how many yards he had on the ground. 39. But he's not ready yet.
But the way you said it.
Why would you say he's going to go 3-for-3?
J.P. Mason, you alluded to this.
He stinks in the red zone.
See, but he does. But we know McCaffrey doesn't, but yet he did. This is a Kyle issue, I really believe. Or it's O-line second and Kyle first. They're too predictable. Throw it up to 85. I can help you. 3 times.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah, how'd that work in the Super Bowl?
Which one?
The one where Harbaugh called the same 4 plays.
That was Roman, so that was somebody else.
Okay. I got to tell you.
Your smile.
You put 2 and 2 together, I'll just ask it again. And we're almost at the end of this break, so it's not like we're going to go.
But
the idea, at first, I was like, that's dumb. But whether you like it or not, Kyle's done it before.
Oh, no doubt.
He's tried to do it before. He tried to use a mobile quarterback in the red zone with Trey Lance. He liked the idea. And I like the idea that of Mark suggesting it.
Do the Chiefs do that with Mahomes?
He ain't Mahomes.
Do it with Jordan Love. That's a 2.
That's because he can run.
That's.
And you're scared that it's going to happen?
No, he's been there all year, Stoney.
Who?
Dobbs. It ain't popping off.
Well, maybe the red zone issues.
Dude, if we ever see him, watch this Sunday, there's a package. Miss me. That, I don't know. It's just got to be predictability or the O-line is just, they are getting their ass kicked at the point of attack inside the red zone, man. There's nowhere to
Dobbsy
run.
Dobbsy in the red.
Oh, God. 2 more hours
That's
of this.
Fascinating, actually.
Oh, stop. You shouldn't need it. You got too much at your disposal. No. You shouldn't need to trick it up.
Why not?
Because you're the Niners.
But he's a guru.
You were at 68% in the red zone last year. What's changed?
They're older. They didn't have McCaffrey. Purdy's a 7 this year, not an 8.
Oh my God.
This is not hard, people.
What's Kyle? What grade would you give him? What number?
That's a good one.
I'd give him a 7.
I'd give him a 6.
I ain't mad, but
I'm a 6. I didn't like his demeanor against the Buccaneers. I'll tell you what, I just didn't.
What if I told you I didn't like how he handled the whole Pepper Debo thing?
What?
He said Pepper.
I didn't mind that.
Overreacted.
Hold on.
Yeah, I didn't. I was shocked. I was like, man, I know.
Okay,
you go
lay
with
out.
Yeah.
Lay out.
All right.
Yeah, you can't throw whatever type of punch that was. You can't do that. I mean, you know, Debo, where Tabor overreacted, what I was saying is, because Debo wasn't saying anything bad to the kicker. And Tabor was overprotective of the kicker, which I like his intentions, but, you know, he misinterpreted it and he got too close to Debo, which was irritating to Debo. And there was other ways he could have got him out of his face instead of the way he did. But there was nothing between Debo and Jake, and to watch him kind of graze Pepper and fall into Jake and it just looked like that he's punching Jake because he missed a field goal, you know, that could have been avoided. I didn't mind at all what Debo said to Jake, and Jake didn't mind it either. But regardless of what happens, you don't throw a punch, and you see what happens when that happens.
All right.
That hurts my spirit. Just as wow.
I think it was you know what?
Wow.
Now having a week to digest it, I think it was a misunderstanding. I think Debo went over there animated and was like, yeah, keep your head in the game. We're all, you know, get him next.
But who
like
are
that.
You when you dropping Bob?
Well, he's encouraging. Like I think
he wasn't encouraging him.
Well, I think
because Pepper came in.
You don't know that. You do not know that.
If I were a coach, Pepper, you are the star of this. You tried to stick up for your teammate. Who the hell is Debo to sit up here and chastise anybody
that's
on their
the
worst day?
You don't know he was chastising him. You don't.
He wasn't patting him on the back.
Debo said he went up to him and was saying, like, stay locked in or lock
but
in.
But the coach citing that the player sticking up for his teammate, he was in the wrong.
I think that happened was Debo was animated and was trying to encourage in his own way, whether that was, you know, like, don't worry about, like, you, or forget about it. I mean, I can't imagine he's like, you stink.
Why do you think Pepper reacted the way he did?
Because
he was
Pepper,
like, get out of here with that negative energy.
Because Pepper misunderstood that Debo was actually trying to encourage him.
Never.
Well, that's
never.
He
got in his ass
what
and
did he
said,
say,
dude,
then?
This was, you need to get your stuff in order. I can't say what I want to say. And then Pepper was like, man, you can't do that to him. And came to his defense.
No, he came to his defense because he misread Debo's intentions. No,
or he heard what Debo was saying to Jake. Mm-hmm. And Jake was so shocked.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.